The following content is for informational purposes only and does not consider legal, tax, or investment advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. All future projections, forecasts, or forward-looking statements are inherently uncertain and subject to change. Investing is limited to verified accredited investors under Rule 506C of the Securities Act. The SEC has not passed upon the merits of any offering by Charge Capital.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. We focus on giving you the essential insights you need fast, especially if you're an investor, maybe looking into new sectors, complex areas you want to get up to speed on quickly. You're definitely in the right place. Today, we're diving into battery energy storage systems. You'll hear it called BESS. Okay, let's unpack this. So at its core, what is BES? Well, think of it like a giant rechargeable battery, but for the power grid. Kind of like an energy bank, really. It stores electricity, holds onto it, and then releases it when it's needed most, optimizing the flow.
Exactly. And for investors, this is, well, it's becoming crucial to understand, especially with this huge global shift towards renewables. We all know solar and wind are great, but they aren't constant, right? The sun sets, the wind drops.
The intermittency problem.
Precisely. And that's where BES steps in. It tackles that challenge head on. And the scale we're seeing now is just phenomenal. Reports mention over 20 gigawatts of battery capacity added in just the last 4 years.
20 gigawatts? That sounds like a lot.
It is. To give you some context, that's roughly the power output of 20 nuclear reactors.
Yeah.
Huge. So storage isn't just nice to have anymore. It's fast becoming the backbone of a reliable grid, especially one powered by renewables. And Wall Street is definitely noticing. They see it as indispensable, a really fast-growing part of the whole U.S. energy picture.
Okay, backbone of a reliable grid. I like that. But let's get practical for our investor listeners. How does this backbone, this infrastructure, actually generate returns? Is it just that simple idea of buying low and selling high, or is there, you know, more complexity under the hood?
Good question. It's definitely more sophisticated than just simple arbitrage, although that's certainly a big piece of it. The real financial strength for investors comes from what we call a layered revenue structure.
All right.
BESS projects stack up multiple income streams.
Multiple streams. Okay. Here's where it gets really interesting.
Right. So the first one is that fundamental principle, energy arbitrage.
Yeah.
Hit a buy low, sell high, charge up when power is cheap, maybe late at night or midday when solar is pumping, and sell it back when demand and prices spike, usually in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just guesswork. Sophisticated software, AI even, predicts these price swings pretty accurately. They exploit tiny market changes much faster than old power plants could.
Ah, so it's the smarts behind it, the tech making those super fast decisions, not just the battery itself.
Precisely. That timing and intelligence is key.
Okay, so arbitrage is one layer. What else is in that stack?
Well, next up is load shifting. Similar idea, but maybe more about avoiding costs. You store cheaper off-peak power and then use that stored energy during expensive peak times instead of pulling costly power from the grid. Think of a factory dodging high demand charges.
Right, using your own banked energy.
Exactly. Then there's peak shaving. This is actively helping the whole grid by reducing demand during those really expensive peak hours. The BES owner gets paid because they're easing strain and preventing price spikes for everyone. It's a valuable service.
Okay, so arbitrage, low shifting, peak shaving.
And critically, there are grid services. This is a big one. Here, BESS acts like a shock absorber for the grid, stabilizing voltage and frequency second by second.
Like keeping things in tune.
Perfectly put. If voltage or frequency wobbles, it causes problems. BESS reacts instantly, injecting or absorbing power to keep everything stable. Utilities pay well for that reliability, especially as the grid gets more complex. And finally, there's backup power, providing electricity during an outage. That offers resilience, which is another valuable service, another revenue stream.
Wow. Okay. So it's this combination of arbitrage, managing load, providing grid stability, and backup, a really diversified asset. So wrapping this up, what's the key takeaway for you, the investor, listening in? It seems clear that BESS is, well, it's much more than just a battery. It really is the bridge, isn't it? Connecting renewable energy with the grid we need, stable, resilient, and yes, profitable.
Absolutely. And maybe a final thought to leave you with. Consider how BES is fundamentally changing the energy market. It's taking that volatility, that unpredictability we used to worry about with renewables, and actually turning it into financial opportunity. It's not just supporting the energy transition. It's actively shaping how we'll power everything in the future. It's quite revolutionary and definitely something investors need to watch closely.